Hi, today I want to talk about how to set goals so that you actually get them. You know, there's just so much material about the importance of setting goals, but it's been our experience as we coach entrepreneurs all over Australia that often people set goals, but they simply don't achieve them and they begin to lose faith in their ability to achieve powerful goals and they kind of half give up. Well, we've got to stop that. And part of the way that you're going to stop that is by reevaluating how you're setting goals. And I want to today give you 5 tips for setting goals so that you have a much greater chance of achieving them. So strategy number one is, first of all, make your goals clear, written, and with a deadline. Clear, first of all. Most people aren't super clear about goals for their business. Oh, I want to increase sales, or I want to make more money. No, that's not good enough. Get super clear about your goals. Then write them down and add a deadline. So that puts pressure on you, that adds clarity, and that is likely to be far more motivating for you to focus on. So number one, clear written goals. Number two, read those goals every morning before you start work. This is a very important point. Almost everybody who sets goals only occasionally then refers to those goals. Now, as a result of that, they have no potency, they have no power, they have no driving ability to affect each and every day that you work. Before you start the day, review what you're trying to do in the first place. Then you're far less likely to get caught up in all the maelstrom and avalanche of activities that don't matter, and you're more likely to focus on those key goals if you read them every morning. Thirdly, think about your goals all day long. And here's another crucial difference. You see, I've found that when you look at people not achieving their goals, they're setting them, but it's not infiltrating their consciousness. They're not fully immersed in their goals most of the day. And it's just my experience that if you're not fully immersed in your goals all through the day, you rarely achieve them. So when you walk down to the shops at lunchtime, think about your goals. When you are heading home, think about your goals. When you go to the restroom, think about your goals. You want to 10x how much time of the day you're spending thinking about your goals. Now, I know that might seem extreme, but if you just do standard goal setting, then you're going to get the kind of results that most people get, which are really, really poor. You want to have it so that at least 80% of what you're thinking about during the day, the workday, are your goals. Now, when you do that, things will happen. When you do that, you're going to come up with ideas on how to move things forward. When you do that, you're going to notice opportunities that you wouldn't necessarily notice if you weren't thinking of your goals all day long. That is a crucial ingredient in effective goal setting that almost nobody does. Step four, ask the momentum question. So what's the momentum question? The momentum question is this: what can I do right now to get me closer to my goals? What can I do right now to get me closer to my goals? And you want to ask that all day long. Can you see how when you do all these things, how much more focused you're going to be on your goal setting, how much more likely you are to achieve it? Step five, review your goals at night. So before you go to bed, review, how did I do with my goals? What could I do better in order to achieve those goals? And what did I do well in order to achieve those goals? Give yourself a little bit of a pat on the back for moving the whole set of goals forward. So that's a 5-step process. And I can tell you that almost nobody in the world follows those 5 steps. And that's why they don't get the results that they want. You do these 5 goal setting steps and it's going to make a massive difference to your success.